afternoon, sir. What is your name, sir?
Edgar Roberto Perez.
Look at Mr. Perez.
1 second, sir. What is your name?
That's how I pronounce it, Perez, Perez.
Yeah. Okay, it's Perez.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my name.
Okay, the Honorable Mr. Neal, the Honorable Mr. Neal is going to conduct your hearing, sir, so just hold on, sir.
Okay, good afternoon, sir. Your current for the Honorable Board of Executive Clemency this afternoon reference to your community supervision revocation. Would you state your full name and agency number for the record, please?
Edgar Roberto Perez, 288-593.
Thank you, sir. I'm going to introduce the board members to conduct the hearing at this time. If you look on the screen, all the way to your far left, you have the Honorable Michael Johnson, then you have the Honorable Bill Rittenhouse, then in the center is the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright, who's the board chairman. All the way to the right is the Honorable Willie Panonis. My name is David Deal, and I'll be hearing you today. So, prior to the Senate receiving a notification form advising you of this board hearing, you remember that form?
I thought I had already waived it.
Well, no, I just asked you. You
said he waived it, so if he waived it, we don't need to talk to him.
Oh, you waived? Did you waive, sir?
Yes.
Okay, not on the road. You waived, so you want to waive today?
Yeah, I'll waive today. I feel there's nothing I can do, really.
Okay.
I still got to do a year and some time, so it don't really matter what happens here today. I think.
Okay, well,
that's a new felony. Card. Mr. Cass, a new felony.
Oh. Yeah, I didn't have a chance to say it during this.
He has a new felony in addition to his waiving.
So we just need to get him to get CO3 to.
Yeah, just get to CO3. Please bring the CO3 back on the phone, sir.
All right.
Thank you, sir.
Oh, he's hanging up. Officers, I want to talk to
Yes, sir. He said he wanted to waive, but we do need to get him to sign that piece of paper on his CO3 and get that to
us. Okay,
get that back to us, and then we will treat him as a waiver. Okay, now is that the last one you have for us, right?
He said Ellis.
Ellis. Okay. Okay. Who has Ellis?
I don't have
it. Okay. We can do Ellis, then we're going to do, then we're going to try you, and that's going to be it for the day. Now, that's.
This
is not every day in the hearing room, I can say that much.
Guys, shut your doors and don't even come out, huh?
Okay, so
I was contacted by Anthony Moreno. I guess the complexes, the other complexes wanted to know how long we would do the hearings for.
Which complex?
Well, he just says, you or someone at the board let everyone know when he will stop doing hearings for the day.
Who was that? Ask that.
Anthony Moreno. He's filming for Peggy Soto.
As soon as we do, whoever they're here for, I don't even know who they're here for. Whenever we tell us, we're going to do this one and them, and that's going to be it.
Okay, so basically finish up Lewis then? And then so
No, not Lewis.
Because we're going to Phoenix West, Island, Safford, Tucson, and Phoenix.
We're not going to hear them.
If all of them will be continued.
Except wherever they are. Where's your person? I never did get one. Where's your person?
Ryan Chiriachi. Rest unit in Lewis.
Okay, he's it. But we have a phone number for what?
Rask, yes. We had, well, the McCluskey is the one that's in CDU. That's
okay, so now who are you with, man?
We are Ryan. Ryan
Chiriachi.
T-U-R-I-A-C-E.
And he's at Rask, I believe.
Yes.
Yeah, according to this.
Okay, we'll see if he's going to still be there after we finish this one, and then that's going to be it, and we're going to cut it off with us or whatever. Yes, sir. Now, what's your name, sir?
Mr. Ellis.
Okay, Mr. Ellis.
Mr. Ellis.
This whole long way longer, sir, the Honorable Mr. Johnson is going to conduct your hearing at this time, sir, so just hold on to the phone.
Good afternoon, sir. Would you please state your full name and your ADC number for us for the record?
David Wayne Ellis. 08-4528.
Okay, Mr. Ellis, I'm going to introduce you to the board members conducting your hearing today. To my far left, the Honorable Luis Quinones. Coming down the line is the Honorable David Neal. In the middle, you have the Honorable Dr. C.T. Wright. To my immediate left is the Honorable Mrs. Gail Rittenhouse. My name is Michael Johnson. I'm going to be your hearing lead this morning, sir. Also with us, sir, representing the Department of Corrections, as well as your parole officers, Mr. Westby, sir. Sir, prior to your hearing today, you received and you signed a notification form that advised you were going to have this board's hearing today. You recall receiving and signing that form, sir?
Yes, sir.
On that form, it notified you of your right to appear and speak on your own behalf or to hire a licensed attorney to represent you at your own expense. Did you hire an attorney or are you representing yourself today, sir?
I'm just here by myself and my family, I think.
Okay. Sir, at this time, I'd like to swear you and Mr. Westby in. Do you solemnly swear to tell the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth, so help you God, and do you so affirm?
Yes,
I do.
Is there anyone here representing Mr. Ellis? Okay. So your hearing is going to be conducted in two phases. In phase one, we'll determine if the terms and conditions of your community supervision have been violated. In phase two, we'll determine whether your community supervision should be revoked or reinstated. We're going to start out in phase one, sir. You have one allegation listed on your warrant. I'm going to read that allegation to you, Mr. Ellis. When I read you that allegation, I need you to state whether the allegation is either true or false. Do you understand what I'm requesting, sir?
Yes, sir.
Sir, the allegation on your warrant states that you in violation of Arizona Condition of Supervision Number 5, as demonstrated by your engagement in physical or assaultive behavior on or about November 24, 2018 in Maricopa County. Sir, is that true or false?
False.
Okay, you're going to say that's fine. So I'm also going to give you the option, if you wanted to, you could plead the fifth. My error, I didn't look down to see that you had a DR or a booking number on that charge. So you're stating that the you have three options. You can say it's true, false, or you can take the fifth. Which one would you like to do, sir?
False.
Okay. Then that you state that that allegation is false, I'm going to go to the parole officer, Mr. Westby, to get some additional information.
On November 24, 2018, approximately 0524 hours, at 3131 West Cochise Drive, number 162, Phoenix, Arizona, a witness observed the offender choking the victim with his left hand and holding a handgun with his right hand. The witness said the victim was yelling, "Stop hitting me." The witness also saw the offender hitting the victim with his right hand. When Phoenix officers arrived, the offender was seen holding the victim against the wall. After officers made his presence known, the offender took off running toward his apartment. The victim crawled towards officers and said the offender was trying to kill her. The victim had signs of multiple injuries, including a lump on her neck, a lump on her left cheek, and blood coming out of her nose, and blood on the right side of her face. The offender was detained by officers. No weapons were found on the offender. The victim agreed to see a forensic nurse at first, and said she was hit over her head approximately 5 to 6 times with a handgun. The victim said the offender put his hands on her neck. The victim was very scared and emotional at first, and then she started getting angry and was more preoccupied over her EBT card. The victim became uncooperative towards the end. The victim refused to go to a forensic nurse. The victim and the offender had been intimate in the past. Officers conducted a consensual search at the offender's mother's apartment where the offender resides. No weapons were found at the apartment. On November 24, 2018, the defendant was arrested for assault and is currently in custody with Maricopa County Sheriff's Office. And I do have status of charges from Senior Professor Haggard. February 22, 2019, contacted Phoenix Prosecutor's Office. He said offender's charges from November 24, 2018 was dismissed without prejudice on January 22, 2019. They may refile charges, alter the charge, or bring the case to another court.
Okay, thank you. Okay, Mr. Ellis, so that's not true about that, sir.
That was, like I told the officers, I was on another block when they came and arrested me. It was some girl and some other guy arguing. She tried to tell the officers it wasn't me, but they got all that confused because she was throwing her arms around, was mad about some guy. When I came out, I was going to call 911, but I just kept going, and I walked and was going to go around the block, figured they had it. Whatever they were doing, their issues would be resolved. Next you know, when I was sitting on the curb drinking a cup of coffee, that's when the cops pulled up, and that's the last thing I know. They arrested me for a misdemeanor, and I went to court trial, and they threw it out.
All right, sir, all right, then, based on information on warrant number 2018W3463 and information from the parole officer, Mr. Wester, I'm going to go ahead and move to find that Mr. Ellis was delinquent, that he did violate the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he may have lapses, about to lapse into criminal ways or company.
Second.
Agreed.
Okay, so we're going to go into phase two of your hearing. During phase two, we'll make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate you on your community supervision. We're going to start off phase two with getting some additional information from the parole officer. Then I'm going to go over some information with you in the warrant, sir. Then we'll give you an opportunity to present any information you'd like to present to the board. Mr. Wester.
Mr. Ellis was released from the Arizona Department of Corrections on October 12, 2018. He was arrested November 24, 2018 by Phoenix PD on misdemeanor charge of assault and domestic violence. He was back in DOC custody on January 23, 2019 with a projected community supervision ending of October 14, 2022, 0 abscond days. Current conviction, 1994, aggravated assault, 6 counts. Counts 1 through 4. 20 years. Count 5, burglary, there were 5 counts of aggravated assault. Counts 1 through 4 was 20 years. Count 5, also 20 years. And then in 1994, burglary, first degree, 28 years. Prior conviction, 1991, endangerment, 1.5 years. This is his second term in DOC, CUIR score 3-3, mental health score 3, substance abuse score 2. There's permitting information noted. Prior term of supervision, 1991, temporary release completion, 5 months. His disciplinary violations are moderate, with drugs, threats, weapons, and disorderly conduct noted. However, after his return to DOC on February 12, 2019, he received pending disciplinary for disobeying verbal written orders. Under arrest, 1988, armed robbery, Arizona, disposition unknown. 1989, burglary, first degree, Ohio, felony, conviction, state prison. His community risk score is a G3B5.
Okay, thank you, Mr. Westby. So, Mr. Ellis, when you were released to stay at 3131 West Cotes Drive, apartment number 162, with Ryona Ellis, your mother. Are you still staying there when you were arrested, sir?
Yes, I was, sir.
Okay, so were you working during any period of that time since that you were filing for SSI?
No, I'm getting ready to fight cancer again. I have cancer in my spinal cord and on my liver. I was taking care of my sister Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and then Monday and Thursday, I was taking care of my mother.
Okay, so is that you were assigned to the task, and you only had one UA, which was on October 16th, and that was negative. Is that right?
Yes, sir, but I was calling every day.
Okay.
And can I speak about the write-up?
Yes, sir.
Talking about?
Yes, sir, go ahead.
Well, when I got here, I was depressed and stuff, so I asked them if I could be placed somewhere where I could control my, not have a relapse on any drugs or anything, so he put me over there for to this court hearing. And that's the only reason why I went to a RTH pod, is so I could not be around drugs, the activity on the yard. So I thought I was trying to benefit myself to keep myself straight, because I was doing really good on the streets. First time I've been this long without doing anything.
Okay. Well, sir, based on the information that I'm looking at in the warrant, it says that a witness observed you hitting and choking the female, and then the officers stated that when they pulled up, they saw you with your hands around the victim's neck, holding her against the wall, and then when you saw them, you took off running, sir.
No, that's why when they got affidavits from her, the courts did, she was telling it wasn't me, it was somebody else. It was not me. That's why they searched my mom's home, they searched the cars, and searched me. I have no weapons.
Well, the officer said they saw you there holding the victim against the wall.
They didn't see me, sir. I wasn't,
I was in the house when I came out, like I told you, because she knocked on my door and asked for help. I told her, hey, I gotta get dressed because I know the girl. I came outside, her and that dude was arguing, so I just kept going. The only thing I see wrong is that I should have dialed 911, but instead, I was gonna walk around the block and figure they'd be done arguing, whatever.
Okay. All right, so let me see if the board has any additional questions for you. So seeing no additional questions coming from the board, is there anything else you'd like to say to the board as we come up on a conclusion of your hearing, sir?
No, sir.
All right. So the board's going to go into discussing, Mr. Ellis. While we're in discussion, so I'm going to ask you to remain on the line so you can hear the conversation taking place. The board will make a determination whether to revoke or reinstate your community supervision, okay? The board's now going into discussion. It appears there's a contradiction in the story that Mr. Ellis is telling and the story that we have in the warrant. According to the warrant, there is a witness that witnessed him assaulting the female, but just as important, the officer says when they pulled up, he was holding the victim up against the wall, which is in direct conflict with the story that he's telling, although it does look like those charges have been dismissed or could have charges filed at a later date. We have no idea of what happened in the court action. So based on the information that we have here, I am going to move to find that Mr. Ellis did violate his parole, that he wasn't bound. However, I'm willing to listen to the rest of the colleagues. There are no comments coming from the colleagues, and I'm going to move to revoke the community supervision of Mr. Ellis, find that he was violated the terms and conditions of his supervision, that he had lapsed or was about to lapse in the criminal ways or company.
Second.
Okay, Mr. Ellis, the board has voted to revoke your community supervision, so you will be released on October 14th of 2022. Is that right?
Yes, sir.
Okay, so you will be released on October 14th of 2022. Mr. Ellis, I want to thank you for taking the time to appear before this board. That's going to conclude your hearing at this time, sir.
All right.